Jazz, 91.9, the jazz of the city. Jamal Ahmed with the soul of jazz. And right now we have on the line one of the legends in Brazilian music. He truly is a gentleman who is in a class of his own. I mean, he's played at the White House and created many, many classics. And I want to welcome the legendary Mr. Sergio Mendes. Good afternoon.
Hello,
sir.
Jamal. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
Yes, first of all, I have to say that I'm a big fan of Brazilian music. I'm still in my 30s, but I remember the music that you created in the 1960s with Brazil 66. Seminal music that truly not only represents an era, but represents a whole culture. Talk about that time and making music in the 60s.
Well, Brazil has an incredible cultural diversity. And because of that, we have a wonderful and very unique music in Brazil. It's many, many styles of music. In those days was the Bossa Nova in the 60s. And that's when I put together Brazil 66, playing songs of that period. And Brazil, I just came back from Brazil. I'm starting a new album right now and continues to be a very strong presence in the music world. Great, great music, great rhythms, very exciting, and so yeah, I think I'm very lucky and fortunate that I was born there, and that the music that we play comes from Brazil, and it's just a wonderful place to you go down there, you feel music immediately when you arrive.
Right, right, and you know one thing about Brazilian music, when I hear Brazilian music and I listen to the different tones and rhythms of all the different styles. Brazilian music truly represents life as a human being when you hear it. And my favorite, of course, is the Bossa Nova. And I want to stay right there. For those here in America who kind of remember that craze hitting America, what was it like being a part of that whole powerful movement that was Bossa Nova?
That was wonderful. I mean, the first time I came here, there was a concert in Carnegie Hall, because that 1962 November, and the Bossa Nova was exploding here. All the great, beautiful songs, you know, go from Ipanema, Desafinado, One Note Samba, Quiet Nights, and that was such a great influence on American music, North American musicians, people like Stan Getz, Dizzy Gillespie, so many others. So, for me to come, I was a young kid coming from Brazil with my band. And to get to meet all those fantastic jazz musicians, and just was a great time, you know, because we're talking about great songs that still today people listen to those songs, and they're still very fresh and very contemporary. I mean, about 3 or 4 years ago, there's a in Rio, a festival called Rock in Rio, actually starts again today, and Stevie Wonder played for like 100,000 people, and he has his daughter Aisha singing the Girl from Ipanema. So just to give you an idea how contemporary that sound is until today, and I think that's to do with the melodies were so strong, the harmonies, the rhythms, the melodies, and there are songs that are timeless, you know.
Right, and you know when I think of one record in particular of yours that truly stuck with me is a record Yemele,
yes.
which is to me, when I hear that record, I hear Brazilian culture. Talk about the culture in Brazil that created this music, because you have so many different type of people coming together, yeah. And it really is the melting pot of the world.
Yeah, as I told you, you know, it's a great cultural diversity, but the great influence, I think, it came from Africa. I think Africa brought to Brazil not only the rhythms, but, you know, the melodies. And so the African presence is so strong, same way that it's strong in the jazz in the North America. And then you had the Portuguese, the French that came in, and the Iberic Peninsula, you know. And so all of that brought into Brazil different kinds of sounds, like the fado and things like that, and different harmonies. And so I think that melange of cultures gave Brazilian music a wonderful, to make Brazilian music so unique among other styles of music still today.
Right, right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the legendary Sergio Mendez. And Mr. Mendez, I want to ask you, because you mentioned Stevie Wonder, there was a collaboration that happened back in the 70s. And it's a
That's
tune
right.
that we play here on WCLK uh-huh. that is one of our big hits, The Real Thing. And I've always wanted to personally ask you, how did that song come about?
I'll tell you what happened. It's funny that you mentioned that because I... there was a song that I met Stevie because there was a guitar player that worked with him named Mike Cimbello from Philadelphia. And so that's when I met Stevie, I think early 70, 71 or 72. And he did an album that he wanted. He told me, he said he wanted to sing in Portuguese and asked me to write some lyrics for him. And the name of the song was Simon Says. I think it's the album, it's either Inner Visions. I'm going to find out and let you know which one it is. So I wrote some lyrics for him, and he sang in Portuguese, and he told me how much he loved Brazilian music and how much, you know, how big a fan is that. And then when I made an album years later, he said, now I got a song for you. So he came into the studio with The Real Thing and played, of course, and he's a dear friend. And right now, that's funny that you mentioned that. I just wrote a song thinking about him, so I have the song, send it to him to see if he puts some English lyrics for me now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, can't wait to hear that one. Cannot wait to hear that one.
Yeah, he is a genius. He's one of my favorite musicians of all times, and he loves Brazilian music.
Right, right, right. And you know, I wanted to ask you because, you know, I was I love that record that came out a few years back, Timeless.
Uh-huh.
And we played that one. I mean, we played it in the ground here at WCLK because it represented this new kind of consciousness in music. I mean, the younger artists embracing a classic sound, but also embracing a global sound. What was it like working with the likes of Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas and also people like John Legend and Jill Scott?
It was fantastic. For me, it was like one of the best musical experiences of my life. Working with them, the energy, and Will was a fantastic, you know, musical and very open-minded. And again, loves Brazilian music. So it was just a great honor for me to work with him and go to the studio. And John Legend and India Ari and everybody else that participated, you know.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember on the last record, I think that record is called Encanto.
Yeah.
You work with Ledisi.
She's wonderful.
What was it like working with her?
Great. Great singer, loves Brazilian music, and fantastic. She's great. She from Atlanta?
Well, no. She's from the Bay Area.
Mm.
But I just remember that rendition of Waters of March and being blown away by the combination of your arrangement and her vocals. And I want to let that lead into another question, sir, before we wrap things up. I want to talk to you about the art of arranging, because to me, you were the master and still are the master of creating these new arrangements of songs that have been big numbers for different artists. How do you view the art of arranging?
Well, it starts with a great song. If you don't have that, you can put... You can cast with any artist in the world. You need the song. So it starts with a great song. And then it's your own style of putting things together and trying. And you know. But if you don't have the song is the key, the melody.
And if you don't have a good song, then you don't have anything, really.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you also, sir, what can people expect from you when you come to here to Atlanta, October the 26th, over there at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, because I got a chance to see you. I think the last time you came to Atlanta was with Brazil 2000. And I saw that, I think, at Chastain back in 2000.
That's right, Chastain Park. I know.
Yeah, it was
been
a long
a while.
Time. Yeah, it's been a long time. So what can we expect?
I like Atlanta. I think it's a great city, and I'm really looking forward. Well, I call it a musical journey. So we start with songs from, you know, the Bossa Nova, Brazil 66, and then songs from the current albums, from Timeless and things like that.
And you know, you actually have been very busy as of late. I think, what was it, last year, You were nominated for an Academy Award for the movie
That's
Rio.
That's right. Yeah, I'm now working with Rio 2.
Okay.
And one of the guests of the Rio 2, it's a great artist from Atlanta named Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
And I met her. She's fantastic, and she has a couple of songs on the movie, and she sings. Very exciting young singer, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure that collaboration is something that's going to make a lot of noise. And we look forward to this future project also that you were talking about.
Thank you, Jamal.
Yes, sir.
Nice talking to you, and I'll see you at the show.
Yes. And again, we were speaking with the legendary Brazilian artist, Mr. Sergio Mendes. He'll be in town on Saturday, October the 26th at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. We're going to head out of here, sir, with that beautiful rendition of Waters of March featuring Ledisi. Can we do that, sir?
Oh, of course. And I'm looking forward to be there with you.
Okay. God bless you, Mr. Mendes.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.